All week, my thoughts have centred around Hunter and his well-being. So I'm really glad to see that his recovery process has started well. It was never my intention to cause any harm. I was only just trying to win the ball. So I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
So I'll say again, David McKay was an absolute class act, the way he addressed the media afterwards and his concern for Hunter Clark, and was a great ambassador for the Adelaide Crows Footy Club. And to that end, the Crows Footy boss, Adam Kelly, good enough to join us just for a couple of minutes to see what the week's been like. Adam, good morning.
Morning, Gary and Tim.
The result was it ever any in doubt for you?
Yeah, I think any time you go to a tribunal hearing, you don't have a high degree of confidence. You make some assumptions that it could go either way. The overall feeling once the verdict was handed down was one of relief. For our player, David, we were clear that his intention was always to play the ball and that he had a right to contest the ball and had gone about it in the right manner. So we were certainly hopeful that we would get the outcome that we did, and were very relieved once that was handed down.
Do you have any concerns now that the head of football, in charge of the whole look of the game, is the one that put this forward, and what that means for the competition going forward, or from a week-to-week point of view?
Not concerned. I think the AFL has demonstrated over a number of years now that player safety is paramount, and there's been a number of changes to the game and certainly interpretations of rules to protect the players' heads, whether it be dangerous tackle or high bumps, and I think they're to be applauded for the stance that they've taken, and it's one that we all support as an industry, that player safety is paramount. These things get challenge from time to time, and you will find incidents that happen that might be right on the borderline when it comes to the attitude of the league, and to put it up to a tribunal at least enables it to be fully explored. And there's been a lot of debate this week about whether that action is reasonable or unreasonable, and in this instance the tribunal determined that it was reasonable, and that was a position that we'd taken into the night that was justified.
It's been a great debate. We've been talking about this all week, and we've been listening to others talk about this, and it's a really interesting conversation to have. Do you think the AFL are going to push harder now for change for that type of act, though, given what happened at the tribunal last night?
That's a question for the AFL. I think one thing we acknowledge in the industry is that as a 360-degree collision game, that it's going to be hard to mitigate against all risk of injury to players, as unfortunate as it was with Hunter's injury. There will be times in the game where unfortunate accidents will occur. So, in certain circumstances, we've been able to legislate against that and create an expectation for our players, and the players have adjusted their game accordingly. But when the ball is there to be won and it's a 50-50 contest and both players are acting reasonably, it's hard to sit here and understand what those rules would look like, but no doubt the AFL will be looking at any opportunity to increase player safety, and clubs and players can only support them in that pursuit.
Just one final question from me before we let you go. Had McCabe been found guilty last night, would you have appealed immediately?
We hadn't fully discussed that, and to David's credit and to speak to the character of David, he was encouraging us not to. He felt like that there'd been a lot of attention to the case this week, and his mind went to Hunter and the difficult week that it would have been for him and the resources the club had put behind his case. So that speaks volumes for David, but as a club, we hadn't sat down and discussed that.
Interesting. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for giving us some time. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Adam.
Adelaide Crows footy boss, Adam Kelly. That's interesting. It's a really good question. That was your best question for a long time.
It deserved. That's a good question.
A good question. So David said no. He wasn't interested in appeal.
That's a very interesting response from him.